In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. In Flanders fields the poppies blow, between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If you break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields. Who knows what today is? Veterans Day. Or as my grandmother, who was born in 1912, remembered it, with her older brothers and her cousins off fighting. What's November 11th? Armistice Day. Specifically, today, at 11 minutes after 11 o'clock, the 11th day of the 11th month, World War I, the war that was supposed to end all wars, came to a cease. It's a really specific time to stop a war, you know? But those of us with OCD really appreciate it. Now, people of my generation, and probably those of just a generation back, don't remember a unique facet of both world wars, and that's how they were largely financed. How were they paid for? Through the issuance of war bonds, right? Now, I know that here in Bluefield, I've seen pictures and I've heard stories about how they sent celebrities and different people to come around and try to drum up support for these war bonds. I know you told me that there were Greer Garson, and I think, if I remember correctly, Jesse Owens was here too and ran races with the employees in the basement of the Matz Hotel. I think that's correct. If you go back to World War I, there was this whole campaign slogan set up to sell war bonds. And the slogan was, the widow's might is the soldier's might. The widow's might, M-I-T-E, is the soldier's might, M-I-G-H-T. Now this story that we have from the Gospel of Mark today, where Jesus is witnessing this widow putting in all of her money to the temple treasury, it's called the story of the widow's mite. Mite being an old English term relating to the smallest unit of coin in the realm. Do you know how much it was worth? 6 minutes of an entire day's wage. 6 minutes of an entire day's wage. So whenever we read that she put in three of these, she put in 18 minutes of an entire day. That's all she had. That's all she had. This little old lady, I assume little old lady, I apologize, it may have been a young lady, she was a widow. This lady put in everything she had, all she had to live on. She didn't have money now to pay for food. She didn't have money now to pay for housing. I'm sure it was terrifying. What would possess someone to put into this treasury every single thing they had? There's only one thing, and that is the belief that not doing so was worse than doing so. She had to believe it was worth it. She had to believe it was worth it to give everything she had to God. And I wonder, my brothers and sisters, how many of us truly are willing to give all that we have to God? And I don't even mean just financial resources. I mean ourselves, our souls, our bodies, our time, the things that we do, how we love, how we operate in this world. Are we willing to throw it all to the mercy of God and say, here, take it, and trust still that it's going to be okay. That the idea that if we just throw everything at it, that we're somehow going to be stronger. I think there's a little bit in us somewhere that believe that if we truly do give everything we have, we can be stronger together. That's why that advertising campaign in the First World War worked. If we give what we have, we'll be stronger. We'll be better suited to face the foe, face the challenges that lie ahead of us. Better able to commit and deal with the challenges that beset this world that we are called to deal with as children of God and as Christians. It's really hard to do. The 10% tithe is really hard to do because you only have 90% left, right? Well, what am I supposed to do with that? We're so worried about facing these little challenges that we forget that there are bigger challenges that lie in front of us. We forget that there is so much wrong with this world that the church can help alleviate. So much wrong with our souls that proclaiming the good news to people can change their lives. There's so much in need in this world. So much. I believe, my brothers and sisters, it can only be resolved if we truly and earnestly throw ourselves into the outstretched and loving arms of God. I truly believe that. And here's the thing. I truly believe that, and I find it really hard to do. I find it really hard to do. It's an intentional spiritual practice each and every day to try to trust God a little more. Somehow, in the back of our minds, there's always that little voice that goes, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe God doesn't need that right now. Maybe He doesn't need your time. Maybe He doesn't need your money. Maybe God doesn't need this right now. You can go and do with it whatever you want. But I don't think that's really how we're supposed to live. It's really hard to be a practicing Christian. That's why not everybody is. You ever realize that? It's really hard to be a practicing Christian. But that's it. We're called to practice. We're called to practice being Christians. We're not called to get it right all the time. God's aware we're not going to get it right all the time. But the more we practice, the more we're willing to throw into the treasury a little at a time, the more we can build it up. Those little pieces of time, those little 6-minute increments, maybe even. 6 minutes of our time. 6 minutes of our love. 6 minutes of our money. 6 minutes of everything that we have. Those little mites stored up in a treasury can bring us closer and closer to the Almighty. And I pray, my brothers and sisters, we seek each and every day to store up those treasures in heaven. Amen.